Federal, state, and local forces are converging to improve the sustainability of the Illinois River Basin.
Provide the high-density data, the specific purpose of improving our water decision-making at local, regional, but also national scales.
That's Chad Wagner, Program Coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey's Next Generation Water Observing System. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Pekin's annual Christmas on Court celebration won't be stopped by COVID-19, but it will look quite a bit different this year. Tim Shelley breaks it down.
Christmas on Court is usually a block party, but this Friday, look to join a drive-through parade instead. That's according to J.D. D'Alfonso, CEO of the Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We look to reimagine Christmas on Court as we have in the past, and really a shift from a block party event to a parade-inspired festival around Court Street and through the community of Pekin.
Parade-goers will roll through downtown Pekin at a 5-mile-per-hour crawl to participate from the comfort and safety of their own vehicles.
You're going to have curbside Santa with a mailbox for Christmas lists, take and make crafts and activities, food and beverage, Christmas tree contest voting, curbside shopping, and even holiday cheer sprinkled throughout every which way. So a great variety of entertainment along the parade route.
All participants will be masked up at this Friday's holiday event.
Half an hour, 45 minutes potentially, and just enjoy the time with your family inside the car and enjoy the Christmas and holiday cheer.
D'Alfonso says Peoria's annual Santa Claus 5K run will also be reformatted to accommodate for pandemic safety. He says the goal of both events is to promote local businesses and organizations this holiday season. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 12,542 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday and 125 additional deaths. Since March, there's been a total of nearly 739,000 cases, including over 12,400 deaths. More than 5,800 patients in Illinois were reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19, nearly 1,200 are in the ICU, and over 720 are on ventilators. Tazewell County Sheriff Jeff Lauer says last month's COVID-19 outbreak at the county jail is under control. The University of Illinois Flash Index, monitoring the state's economy, was slowly recovering after a steep drop caused by the pandemic, but progress has stalled. And an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations has created a logjam for many hospitals and healthcare facilities, including Carl Eureka Hospital. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The U.S. Geological Survey recently announced the addition of the Illinois River Basin to the state-of-the-art data collection program for improving national water management systems. As WCBU correspondent Tori Dahlhoff tells us, that announcement comes during the first revision to the Illinois State Water Plan in almost 40 years and during ongoing efforts to reduce nutrient runoff from central Illinois farms.
If you ever lose sight of the fact that everything on this planet is connected, just take a walk down here to the banks of the Illinois River. You can easily see that connection in a passing barge as it chugs along this waterway that connects the Great Lakes to the Mississippi River and on to the Gulf of Mexico. Many of those barge containers are filled with central Illinois corn. Not as easy to see as the containers themselves is the nutrient runoff that leaches into the river by growing that corn. It's this runoff that connects our region's agriculture industry to the marine ecosystem and fishing industries in the Gulf.
The basin is also estimated to be one of the largest geographic sources of nutrients, so that's like nitrogen and phosphorus, to the Gulf of Mexico.
That's Chad Wagner, a program coordinator with the U.S. Geological Survey. Those nutrients he mentioned contribute to the so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, an area where algae blooms choke off oxygen supplies for marine life. Because of these critical commercial and ecological connections, the U.S. Geological Survey has chosen the Illinois River Basin as the third in a group of 10 U.S. integrated water basins where they are launching the Next Generation Water Observing System. The USGS has historically provided key data to the agencies and decision makers working on water quality issues. Those data are currently generated by thousands of monitoring technologies in streams, rivers, and wells throughout the country. But Wagner said a lack of data limits the full potential of those systems.
So it's similar to really buying like a new iPhone, right? And only using it to make phone calls or text messages. We've got these really cool modern tools that can help us to understand our vulnerability to water resource issues, but we can't fully use them because we don't have enough data.
The USGS says the program will include the installation of dense arrays of sensors at selected sites to provide the agency with state-of-the-art measurement capabilities.
That's an exciting opportunity for the state of Illinois, and it dovetails quite nicely with an update to the state water plan.
That's Lauren Wobig, the Office of Water Resources Director for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The revision of that state water plan is itself newsworthy. The last update was completed 36 years ago by a task force appointed by Governor Thompson.
It was high time to create an update to that plan. There are some improvements that have been made and new challenges that have emerged, particularly with an emphasis on social and environmental justice issues.
This week, Illinois DNR is holding a series of virtual public outreach sessions to get input for the revised plan. The USGS data may also come in handy for researchers such as Pete Fendell, an agriculture professor at Illinois Central College. Understanding and mitigating nutrient runoff is central to the research underway on the college's 70-acre farm.
The water out of those two fields goes through a bioreactor. Microbes in the soil then use the nitrogen as a food source to help digest that large carbon source that you fed them, which is either corn cobs or the wood chips.
More and better data is always helpful, no doubt about it.
That's Robert Hirschfeld, a water policy specialist for Prairie Rivers Network.
What we need, as well as data, is the political will to do what's necessary to protect our water.
That organization is promoting the public outreach sessions for the state water plan to farmers, who they say are a key group with the power to drive sustainable change in water resource management. ICC Ag Professor Fendell is also a farmer.
I mean, most farmers, we view ourselves as caretakers of the land. So whatever we can do to prolong that soil as a natural resource, as a water quality aspect as well. You know, we don't want to lose stuff out of our fields that's going to get into the water supply or get into the Illinois River.
In any case, it seems a tide of improved science, policy, and practice could soon converge for the lasting health of the Illinois River Basin. For Peoria Public Radio, this is Tori Dahlhoff.
To learn more about the USGS program and to find links to participate in this week's virtual outreach sessions for the State Water Plan, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.